Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
All right, so what happens when mom and dad get divorced and they start dating each other again and they try hiding it from you? That's what's going on in this email, and she wants us to get to the truth of it. Mo's got the email.
So, my parents have been divorced for about 10 years now. My mom never remarried and my dad did, but he's now divorced again. They've both been rather tight-lipped about their love lives, which is understandable, but recently something strange has been happening. Both of them have started seeing someone new, but neither of them will give my sister and me any details. They've always been pretty private people, but this level of secrecy is kind of new. My sister, who's 24 and has always been the Nancy Drew of the family, came up with a theory that blew my mind. What if they're secretly seeing each other?
Dun, dun, dun! Oh.
At first, I thought she was crazy, but the more we discussed it, the more it started to make sense. They've both been acting really weird lately, and their stories about their new quote-unquote partners are always super vague. Like the other day, my dad mentioned he was going out for dinner, but wouldn't say where. And my mom suddenly had a quote-unquote work thing the same night. Coincidence? I think not. So my sister and I have decided that if they won't tell us, we're going to find out for ourselves. We are on a mission to get to the bottom of this. It feels like we're in a cheesy detective novel, but honestly, we're having a blast. Our first step was to start by snooping around a bit. We looked for any signs of communication between them, like text or emails, but so far we've come up empty. So now we are turning to you. I know your War of the Roses is typically intended to catch a person cheating on their partner. We would like to see if you'd be open to using it for a different purpose.
Abso-friggin-lutely.
We think it might be a way to confirm our theory. Could you offer the flowers to my dad and see if he sends them to my mom? Our fingers are crossed that she'll help us out.
So you better be careful what you ask for here.
They're not asking for nothing. They just want to know something.
Yeah, but I mean, there's a reason why the parents are keeping it secret from them. Maybe they're just doing it.
So they're not, there are no dinners. They're right. Just like hooking up so they could get there.
Right.
Yep.
There's a reason why they're keeping a secret here, because I would think that as a divorced kid that it's, you always want your parents to be back with each other, right? It doesn't matter if you're like 5, 15, 25, 35 years old, right? So there's got to be a reason why they are keeping it from you guys, and for you to expose that, you better be careful here.
See, that's why Parent Trap was so popular, because it really hit at the core of a lot of divorced parents, like kids who have divorced parents, the idea of their parents falling back in love and getting back together.
I am so glad I don't have a reference point on this. I never watched that movie.
You never watched Parent Trap?
Neither, I'm with you. No.
What?
No,
one of Lindsay Lohan's greatest performances, because she played not one but two characters.
Cassie is looking at me like I just said, I've never driven on a highway.
Now I know why you're not as invested in Lindsay Lohan as the rest of us, because you never saw her in all her glory in The Parent Trap as this child star who took over, like, the screen in your heart. Like, she is so adorable.
Yeah, but she's not like that anymore.
But she used to be, and we like to think about how things were instead of moving forward. Eyes on the past first.
Okay, that's my mistake. All right, so we can try this tonight. I'm just saying, like, be careful what you ask for. We get your results tomorrow. It's been said, like, you should be challenging yourself all the time. So we go through these routines of life, and you get in the same circle. It becomes boring, right? So challenge yourself in some way every single day. Mo's got himself a new challenge right now.
I think I do.
Do you have time for a new challenge?
No.
Okay, just checking.
Absolutely not. That's never stopped me before.
That is so true.
Maybe that is his challenge, time management.
Oh.
Yeah, that's when I lose that every single time. But for some reason, since I was younger, I've always had like a, you know how people have sweet tooths? Mm-hmm. I have like a thrill tooth.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a thing, but I'm making it a thing.
Is
it a thing?
You're an adrenaline junkie.
Yeah.
There are thrill seekers, and then there's a scale, and then there are people who don't like thrill seeking as much. So, mm-hmm. like, you and I would be opposites.
Okay.
That. Yeah.
So, I don't know why it comes out of nowhere. When it comes, it's just like, I just have to do it. Like, it wants to.
You've got no fear.
No, zero. Absolutely zero. None. I swam with sharks when I wanted to do that. I went bungee jumping. What else did I want to do?
Skydiving.
They got these roller coasters in Vegas. That's like the tallest roller coasters in the world. I went and did all three of them.
You joined an all-white morning show.
That was the dangerous one of them all. If I can do that, what's swimming with sharks?
The greatest thrill of your life, baby.
People actually study people like you. There's Dr. Ken Carter here in the city actually did a whole study and wrote a whole book on people who love thrill seeking and fear and those adrenaline junkies. And so this is like very much a thing. And you are so fascinating. Literally, doctors are studying you.
Wow. See, I need to read this because it is like a, I guess I search for the fear because I want to feel what fear feels like, but it just doesn't, I'm just not afraid of it. Just do it. So I was traveling and I'm on a plane and I'm thinking to myself, what's next? Like, I have to do something that seems crazy that I've never done. And then it hit me out of nowhere. I've always been fascinated, like since a kid, by airplanes. They have always been like the most fascinating invention to me. The fact that they just can actually fly as big as they are and take you from here to there safely. So instead of riding one, which seems to scare some people, I thought, I want to fly one.
Oh, God.
Really, Tommy?
So you're joining Top Gun?
Yes, sir. First order of business, we need to come up with a handle name for Mo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Maverick. Yeah, Goose.
Rooster was in the last one.
I don't know. Y'all got to help me with this.
Moose?
Moose? You got to spell it M-O-E, though, right?
Moose.
So.
Sorry.
It's okay. I was thinking to myself, I want to fly a plane. And then I looked at my friend, and I thought he was going to be like, this is crazy, don't do this. But he was like, you know, if you're serious, I have a nephew that's a pilot. So I'm like, for real? I'm dead serious. Like, yeah, I really want to do this. So he's like, okay, cool. I'll talk to my nephew. And it turned out his nephew is actually a fan of my podcast. So when I told him I wanted to interview him, because I've always wanted to interview a pilot, I just think they're fascinating people. He was like, I'd be more than happy to do it. So then we started kind of talking, and he was like, you really do want to fly a plane? I was like, man, anytime I say I'm going to do something, I do it. Like, because he's like, people always ask me, and then they go into the training, and then they drop out. He's like, basically, he's telling me he's not going to waste his time with me. And I was like, I promise you, if I'll do whatever it takes. So he told me, which I thought this was going to be like years and years and years of training. But he was like, no, that's if you want to become an official pilot. But if you actually just want to learn the basics enough to where you can go up there with me and we can fly around, I can do that in a couple months. So I was like, you serious? He was like, I would love to do this for you. He was like, I've always wanted to like do this with somebody, but everybody in my family is scared. So he was like, it'd be my honor to do this with you if you were serious. And I was like, man, I've never been more serious about anything in my life. I would love to fly a plane.
So this gets you the license to always have somebody in there with you, but not flying by yourself.
Exactly that.
Okay.
So as long as you got the professional, which is him, and he said he'll walk me through the entire process. He already told me like what it's going to take, how much time I would need. So because of my schedule, it would take a while for me to get all of the training done.
Because you got to accrue quite a few of flight hours, right?
Right, exactly that. So he told me about all of the simulations, and he kind of walked me through his journey of when he first started. And so he made me realize how possible it is. And he's like, yeah, man, you'll learn all the controls. You'll know exactly what you're doing. Like, obviously, I'll be there with you, guiding you through it all. But technically, yes, you'll be able to say that you flew an airplane.
I think this would be so great for you because this is really, truly a hobby that wouldn't have anything to do with entertaining anybody, man. This is just all about you right here and breaking away. And you've got so many moving parts going on in your life. You got a podcast going on. You got your stand-up going on. You got the Bert Show going on. You got the afternoon show going on. Man, you need something just to get your mind off all that. This would be great.
That's what I was thinking. Like, this will be perfect for me. So I don't know when I'm going to start exactly, but I'm trying to start soon, like this summer. I'm thinking like by the end of this year, I told him I want to be ready to really like get into an aircraft and fly it.
Good so, for you.
The only thing left is who's coming.
Nope.
Somebody got to come first.
Absolutely
trip.
Not. Huh? I love you dearly. I am not getting in a plane with you.
But I'm moose.
You don't have the helmet yet. Yes, Tommy.
I have an idea. For Mo's first lesson from his friend takes him up. He takes off. Mo's up in the air. Mo has to land the plane. His first lesson by himself. The guy can talk him through it.
I don't even think that's up to me.
Yeah.
But he can land the plane.
It's probably illegal.
A radio blitz.
Well, it can be. I'm thinking bigger.
I don't think you're allowed to.
And you're also thinking deader.
Moose, who do you want to sponsor your funeral? We'll go ahead and line him up.
So here's the bit. Mo died.
It's been done. I had a friend that did it. I did it on my previous show, and he came in a little wonky. He was going side to side, but he's still alive.
You're not telling it.
No.
Came in a little
radio's
wonky.
Not the same that it used to be.
Yeah, right.
No, thank you. Appreciate your input, Tommy. Think we're all right.
Thanks, but no thanks. Really appreciate you.
Listen, it's the Vert Show.